Tasmania. There they are. Oasis and Wonderwall at 4 minutes to eight. Now, are you one of the hundreds of Tasmanians who's received conditional approval for the $25,000 home builder grant? Well, if you are, you would know you have to have your contract signed off by the 31st of December, and then you have to get the work started within 90 days. So, December 31, the clock is ticking. Isn't an unrealistic time frame to fulfil the Home Builders Grant Scheme and those who want to access it? Master Builders Tasmania Executive Director is Matthew Pollock with us this morning. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Belinda.
Time is running short. Are we going to be able to cater for all those who wish to access the scheme in that time frame?
Well, look, as you said, yes, the clock is ticking. The end of the year is fast approaching. And look, those timeframes set by the federal government for the Home Builder Scheme are proving a challenge. The one thing we don't want to see is people who are eligible for the scheme. And, you know, we've seen more than 600 Tasmanian families now apply for the Home Builders Grant, miss out because the timeframes are just too tight.
Are we suffering a shortage of tradespeople?
Look, I think the challenge at the moment, that the industry has certainly been buoyed by the grants, but, you know, if we only look back a few months ago and in the midst of COVID, you know, there was a real risk that we may have seen a significant contraction in new home building, and that comes with all sorts of long-term challenges. We've got the people to do it. We just need a little bit more time.
Right. So at this stage, what happens to recipients who've been conditionally approved and don't get it all signed off and work started within the 90-day period? Do they miss out?
Well, look, there is provisions within the legislation at the moment which allows for a three-month extension on that existing 90-day commencement timeframe. But that's assessed on a case-by-case basis. You know, what the industry is calling for is rather than, you know, that creates uncertainty for builders, but also for their, you know, for their clients, for prospective new homeowners. An easy fix would just be to provide the 90-day extension across the board. And it was very encouraging to see the Premier in Parliament last week write to the Federal Housing Minister on that basis.
Right, so that should ideally deliver the desired result?
Look, it should. It just gives that little bit more time. You know, 90 days is not a long time to get a project through the design, planning and approvals and permits process, particularly in the current circumstances. An extra 90 days would just make sure that we can, you know, the industry can cope. It would remove some of those stresses that we're seeing on the supply chain at the moment. And most importantly, means that, you know, Tasmanians who want to access this grant and build their new home don't miss out.
And it keeps the work going within the building industry.
Absolutely does. And it's done a great job of that to date.
Right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing how the Premier's letter to his federal colleagues go. Matthew Pollock, thank you very much for the update this morning.
Thanks, Belinda.
On ABC Northern Tasmania, Matthew Pollock, the Executive Director with the Master Builders Tasmania. Is that you? Are you involved in that? If you've got a situation where you're hanging off, waiting to see what happens with that grant? If so, we'd love to hear from you. 1300 361 688 this morning. Also,